A major industry in our area is transforming itself through technology. Justin, what's happening with electronic cigarettes right now?
It's a fascinating story that the Business Journal is reporting on this week about two large companies in our market, Lorillard Tobacco in Greensboro and Reynolds American in Winston-Salem. You know, there's no secret that the amount of cigarettes that are being sold and consumed in America anyway has been declining for a generation. These companies don't want to go away, and they have long recognized that what people really want, in some ways more than cigarettes, is nicotine. And so they're figuring out new and novel ways to deliver nicotine to cigarette smokers.
From what I understand, they have a number of different ways that they're doing this. Could you just kind of describe some of the different approaches the different cigarette companies are using?
Yeah. So as soon as you recognize what the product is that people want, your consumers want, is nicotine, then you figure out how do we get it to them in a less controversial way than burning tobacco. So if you look at Altria, which owns Marlboro, this is the nation's largest cigarette maker, they are going the route of dissolvables. So whether they're in the form of a Tic Tac or a lozenge, you basically put this in your mouth and the nicotine dissolves into your mouth that way. Reynolds Tobacco has experimented with some of those things. They also have like these nicotine sticks that you can chew on. They can kind of give you your nicotine that way. They've been sort of testing that. But these e-cigarettes, these electronic cigarettes, are something that both Reynolds American and Lorillard are starting to place bigger bets on.
So how are they selling?
Well, slowly, but steadily. They're a very small part of a big market right now, less than 1%, but they're very profitable right now for these companies. So Reynolds has been developing really the smokeless cigarette for the better part of 30 years. And so they have their own electronic cigarette that they call Vuse. And Lorillard actually went a different route. They actually bought a small startup company that was making these e-cigarettes. It's called Blue E-Cigs. And as both CEOs of those companies have been talking to investors, they've been playing up the potential of these e-cigarettes.
So how do they actually work?
Well, they look like cigarettes, but it's actually a plastic cartridge, and it is encased in this long tube. In this tube, you have an element that heats up when you draw on it. And what it does is it turns the contents of the cartridge into a vapor. So there's liquid in that cartridge, and what's in the liquid is nicotine and a bunch of different flavors. And this vapor then gets inhaled into the lungs, and the nicotine is absorbed into your lungs, goes straight to your brain. That's where people want their nicotine. And then when it gets exhaled, it's not smoke, it's a vapor. And so you can actually like use these indoors and use these in restaurants because they're not cigarettes and they don't produce smoke.
Well, I can appreciate that they don't create secondhand smoke, but I still have a really difficult time believing that this is safe in any way.
Well, let's sort of define safe. They are not classified as safe, and the cigarette companies are very careful about this in making any health claims about them, because if they did, the FDA would come down on them fairly hard. But it's pretty indisputable that these are safer than cigarettes, and the reason is very clear. The worst part of a cigarette is burning tobacco. When you separate nicotine from smoke, it's not nearly as hazardous as when you have it in a burning cigarette.
The FDA does not regulate these things at all.
No, they don't. And this is something that they're sort of taking a wait and see on. It's possible that they will. Look, it's clear, Audrey, these are nicotine delivery devices. Whatever the tobacco companies may say about it, they can't be specific about that. Then they would have to be regulated like a drug. But it's what they are. The FDA, however, is sort of taking a wait and see to say, let's see how this develops. Let's see kind of what the consumer reaction is to it. But they're very aware that this is something in growing popularity and something that they may need to step in and review on the way to regulation.
One of the things that really makes me curious about these e-cigarettes is that they come in different doses, basically. So you could have like high nicotine and low nicotine. And so you could have this step down function for people who would be interested in that. But on the other hand, these cartridges last so much longer than a regular cigarette.
Yeah.
It could encourage people to essentially chain smoke.
Yeah, it can. And so one cartridge will last as long as a pack of cigarettes, basically. But here's what's interesting about our bodies and our dependence. Our bodies kind of tell us how much caffeine we want to drink in a day. Some of us will drink a cup or two and that's it. If we drink more, it makes us sick. Same with nicotine. If you need a lot of nicotine, you're going to smoke those things consistently. You may smoke that cartridge out within a couple of hours. If you don't, you know, you don't. So this is all about your body telling you how much of a drug that it needs, and people will respond to it accordingly. But they can be used for smoking cessation in just the way that you described.
So with the step-down potential, Are the companies essentially planning for their own demise?
No, not at all. What they're planning for is a new kind of future, and it's a future that doesn't include as much tobacco.
And that's a good thing, too. Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.